I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I was listening to Sam Munson on earlier today on with the Morning Boys, and I just thought, this is too rosy of an approach for me with Andrew Berry's time here. And we've talked before about the idea that Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, when it comes to the national media, they just get, it's not a Peterlin pass, but it's awfully close to a Peterlin pass. They get a pass of sorts in a way that I just do not understand. And this is what Sam Munson had to say about the Browns GM.
And Deshaun Watson move, literally the worst move that's ever been made in NFL history. But outside of that, he's done a really good job. And if everyone agrees that that was kind of an owner-motivated move, particularly if ownership agrees that, and they've sort of said various things indicating that there's appreciation of that, then you probably don't blame Andrew Berry too much for all that. And so I think he should still have a relatively decent runway here to make moves happen.
Okay. We don't all agree with that first part that he said, by the way, as if we all have come to the conclusion that it's all on Jimmy Haslam. No, the way the reporting went down was pretty simple. Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry presented ownership with a plan involving getting Deshaun Watson. Ownership did sign off on that, yes. But in my world, all three of them are culpable for that decision. That is, it's not as if all of a sudden Haslam had a dream and woke up and was like, Deshaun Watson, as he wakes up in like terror night sweats and they're like, this is the answer. We're going to get him. No, that's not how that went down. He was presented a plan involving Deshaun Watson. And then, yes, he signed off on it because he trusted them because they're smart football, at least perceived to be smart football people. And then they went with it. To put that all on Haslam has never made any sense to me, Jake.
So I agree. I don't think that from like my perspective, your perspective, or anybody else's in terms of a fan, they should put it in that. But I think in this case, the only way that I'm looking at it is, it doesn't really matter what I think of Andrew Berry or what you think of Andrew Berry at the end of the day. It matters what Jimmy Haslam thinks when we're talking about a runway, like Sam was talking about, right? Like he's saying he probably has a decent runway because Jimmy would be giving him that runway.
Yeah, but it's impossible to know what Jimmy thinks about Andrew Berry at any given moment, or even Kevin Stefanski, because we can hear what he said a couple months ago. That doesn't mean I have to take it as reality, because what do we know about Jimmy Haslam? The dude's a wild card. He is going to act differently. He is going to change his mind. He is on a whim going to get frustrated and say, you know what? I believed in you. Now I don't. And that's okay. You own the team. You get to have those thoughts.
Yeah. So the big thing for me is, and if Jimmy actually sticks to his word and he said, okay, we can put the Deshaun thing on me. It was a group decision, but you know what? I signed off on it. Not that that doesn't go against Andrew Berry at all, but he basically took the blame for it and said it. With the idea here that there should be a longer runway, I think the view of that is, okay, so you have basically more than 1 year. Which I think if you're Jimmy Haslam and you say, okay, let me take the Deshaun thing off your shoulders. I won't even view that in the conversation.
The problem I had with it, though, is that Sam Munson is framing this as if that is the only misstep that Andrew Berry's had in 5 years. That's the problem I have. For some reason, because it was such a monstrously bad misstep by the organization, it gets grouped in as if that's the only thing that he's done wrong. And there's a lot more that he's done wrong. I know he has not had the draft capital that most GMs have had, but tell me the dynamic player that he's drafted, not named JOK, because JOK is not going to be on the field. He's got one Pro Bowl selection the entire time, 5 years of drafts. I don't care if you're selecting only in the third round and beyond. One Pro Bowler in 5 years of drafts? So there's so many things that point to Andrew Berry needing to be better at his job, but he gets this pass from everybody because of a large misstep with Deshaun Watson. And I feel like if you separated the Deshaun Watson thing and just removed it completely, am I looking at a GM where I think that guy is great at his job or that guy is even good at his job? And I've not been there with Andrew Berry.
So I think I'm somewhere between where Sam is and where you are, or at least what Sam said today, because I don't look at a GM that's bad at his job. I think I look at a GM that's about middle of the road, taking away Deshaun Watson, obviously. But like, you take into account, okay, well, if you're going to throw out the idea, I'm going to evaluate on the picks that you made. They haven't been great, but you can look across the NFL. Sure, have other GMs hit on like one player, like you found an Amon-Ra St. Brown in the fifth round. Yeah, and Andrew Berry really hasn't found that. But
They did that. Then they found Jahmyr Gibbs. Then they drafted Aiden Hutchinson.
The first round.
I mean, but like, what are we talking about here? Like, the Lions have hits everywhere.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a lot of these organizations that have hits everywhere across the board. Well, we're still talking about Andrew Berry with what? And it's not just the drafting either. We got to go a little bit further. I mean, the whole job isn't just to draft players. And yes, I am going to give him a chance with this upcoming draft class because I actually really liked this last draft class that he had. There's a lot of good pieces within that. I guess I just get tired at the idea that whether it's Sam Munson or whether it's anybody else, and this goes for Stefanski as well, but you talk about Andrew Berry, you talk about Stefanski, and it's, well, the Deshaun Watson sunk him, and so because of that, we just can't look at anything they've done. And I just think that goes to a too far extreme for myself.
And I would agree with you there, but I think it's like almost a world of two views where it's like the national media views them in this complete, they basically did nothing wrong type of light and we'll just abstain them of Deshaun Watson and everything else they have doesn't matter. And a lot of the Cleveland media and local media that we have views them as if it's like a black cloud sitting over the head of the organization that Andrew Berry's there, which I agree, he hasn't done everything incredible. He hasn't been great. I just feel like he's been a middle of the pack GM and at times that's okay.
Yeah, I heard a national guy earlier today, and he was making the suggestion. He's like, oh, Stefanski and Berry, they get another job in a second if they're not on the Browns. Mike McDaniel, they're relating it to the Dolphins. They're like, Mike McDaniel's gone, and he doesn't have a job anymore at all. And it's like, I'm not defending Mike McDaniel in this take. I don't think he knows what he's doing either. But how is it entering year six with one playoff win, and it's not like I can point to a bunch of awesome things. Why do they get the glow-up that they do?
I think
where does this come from?
I think part of it is probably the idea that you sort of pulled the Browns out of the gutter that they were in, right?
I think people just feel bad for them. Well, then we're right back in the gutter, though. A 3-win season, and now you're projected to win 5.5 games this upcoming year. Guess what? You're right back in the gutter.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not saying they've done an incredible job. I truthfully do think that Kevin Stefanski would get another shot at a head coaching job. I don't think that's far from the truth at all. I think an offensive scheme that he's put in where he's worked with bad quarterbacks.
Because the two of them have somehow found a way to cultivate their image in such a way. Like, half the game is perception. It is. Half the game is what people think about you. That's why Mike McDaniel did get away with it for so long, because he looks like a sports writer, and he's got comedy to himself, and he just kind of seems like he'd be a fun person to hang out with and chop it up with. But he's gotten a long runway, and now it's starting to turn on him. But that perception in the beginning, that carried him for a little bit. I think the perception in this beginning part of Stefanski and Andrew Berry has just stayed with him. Like, I've never seen Coach of the Year award stay with a coach the way it does with Stefanski. And with Andrew Berry, I can't even point to anything that's an acknowledgement that you are great at your job at any given stretch of this. But for some reason, people just they lump it in with Stefanski and think that there's magic happening here for some reason. Like, maybe I'm missing it. I don't know. You tell me. 216-474-0092. Is this too rosy of an approach of Andrew Berry's time here? Maybe I'm the one that's just missing this. Maybe they're better at their job than I realize. I just look at win-losses, and it's not there. And I look at drafting, and it's not there. I look at trades in other areas. There's been a couple from here to there. I think it's the best thing that Andrew Berry's done is be able to trade for wide receivers, for instance. And I think he did a good job with Amari Cooper until he didn't. And I thought he did a good job with Jerry Jeudy. That's a lot to be determined still. But I think in the meanwhile, he's done a good job. But maybe I'm just off base on this. I don't see it the same way as everybody else, I guess.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of the local media is like that, though. Like, I feel like that's the view that a lot of people that cover this team and are closer to this team do have compared to what they're viewing at a national level, is that, well, things are way worse than everybody else sees it, so it feels like it's way worse. I feel like it's just somewhere in the middle, truthfully. Like, I feel like Kevin Stefanski, you can't survive, like, another 3-14 season. That's where the runway's long. It's not quite that long. Like, you can't go 6-28 in two seasons and expect to keep your job. If you're Andrew Berry, I don't think you could miss on a plethora of the picks this year and they look bad and you keep your job. I think if he puts together a solid draft class and Kevin puts together an okay year at the Browns, even if you win 6-7 games, I feel like that's enough.
I think Munson is doing what a lot of people have done with Stefanski and Andrew Berry and said, well, if only they had a quarterback. I think that's the conversation. I went on one of those betting shows last night. It's within the Odyssey family. I think it was BetMGM. I don't remember what station it actually was. It's one of the betting shows, though. I'm pretty confident it was BetMGM. That's a bad job by me. The point is, the host was asking me, though. He's like, you know, I'm looking at this roster. This looks like a pretty good roster. This looks like, they're like, this is not a bad team. Like, why does everything say 5.5 wins? And it's like, yeah, if you look at this roster, it doesn't look like an awful roster. Like, there's reasons to be excited across the board if you're a Browns fan for different talent in different areas. For sure there is. There's also great talent in all of these NFL rosters, though. I can find some reason to be excited. There's not a Myles Garrett on every roster, obviously, but there's special pieces to every single roster that gives fans excitement. And Sam, I think, is getting wrapped up into that, and that's maybe where he gives credit to Andrew Berry. Because when you look at the roster from afar, you're like, all right, Mason Graham, Myles Garrett, that should be a pretty good defensive line. You look at the secondary, you look at some of the other parts of the defense, you're like, Denzel Ward, we know he's great. He's a $100 million player. He's an all-pro. He's this, he's that. You think something may be different of MJ Emerson than maybe you do, but like, there's a lot of good players there. You go on the offensive side of the ball, and Njoku, that's a multi-time Pro Bowler right there. You talk about this offensive line that is littered with guys that have been to the Pro Bowl. You have some promising running backs in the mix there with Judkins and Samson. Jerry Jeudy, like, there's some reasons to have excitement, but I just argue there's reasons across every NFL team to have excitement.
Yeah, I think that the Browns are really interesting to me because if I had to project them out, I'd be at like probably somewhere around 5-6 wins, right where about Vegas has them. That's about where I landed when we played the schedule game months ago. I also think that if you look at a team across the NFL, I don't know that there's a team right now with a wider variety of things that can happen. Like, they could be a team that finishes with 2 wins. I would not be surprised. Truthfully, if they finish with 10 wins, I'd be a little surprised. But I also look back at the roster and go, you're not that far off of where you were in 2023 either.
Oh, just a little surprised?
Yeah,
they won 10 games. You're just a little surprised?
I don't think I'd be like taken aback and be like, where did this come from?
I'm going to be out homered on this one right here. I'm going to be the negative net of this. You'd just be a little surprised if they win 10 games?
I mean, truthfully, look at the 2023 roster this year.
Gobsmacked.
In 2 years, how far off are you?
I'm shocked if they win 10 games.
How far off are you from the 2023 roster?
Very far off from that roster.
By what metric? Who is not here that is so impactful other than Amari Cooper? And you replace him with Jerry Jeudy, who put up a lot of the same stats that he did.
Well, the offensive line is 2 years older, and it's very different, and it's a lot, again, way less injured of an offensive line as well. You want to go to the defensive side of the ball? We can play with that a little bit, where that defense was top five in the NFL, and because you had an actual acceptable roster offensively, I think the problem that happened last year is that the offense stunk in such a way that the defense just failed to keep up because it was putting them in awful situations. I understand the defense taking a leap forward. Like, if they want to turn this thing into the Steelers and just do a bunch of run game and a bunch a really good defense, I can get on board with that, but this team winning 10 games just being a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying I'm gonna be like, I called it, I expected it, but I truthfully think you could be anywhere from 2-10.
Are you just a not surprised person, though? Is that what this is?
No,
is your demeanor just like you're just never gobsmacked? I'm constantly surprised in life. Like, my life is constantly, I'm like, whoa, that happened? I can't believe that went down. Are you just one of those people that just like, you can never catch this person off guard? Because 10 wins is shocking to me.
I wouldn't say that I'm like, never catch off guard. I wouldn't say that I'm constantly surprised. I'm probably, I don't know. I'm not never surprised, but not constantly surprised.
What's
either.
The avenue where we get to 10 wins? Where you wake up, is it Flacco? Have you seen the first 6 weeks? Where are the wins coming from?
Oh, I mean, you'd have to be 2-4 there to even.
Where are these wins coming from?
Look
at our schedule for a second. Where are these wins coming from? You're starting the season more likely than not 1-5 if I'm being generous.
It's, I mean, I think that could be a real possibility.
Nine more in the final stretch of the final 11 games? You're reeling off 9 out of 11?
I'm looking at a defense that has a very high potential, right? I don't know that they reach that, but I think that it's possible when you look at it. And then if you stick Joe Flacco in the offense. If they move the ball acceptably, it was the same defense practically that carried you to 11 wins. I'm not saying they're going to go win a playoff game. I don't think that's true. You might as well be the Pittsburgh Steelers. You're probably going to come in as double-digit underdogs, but I think you're looking at it and saying, okay, yeah, 10 wins, the defense would essentially have to carry you there.
I would be very, very shocked. 216-474 to below 92. So you're putting a lot of that on the defensive side of the things. That's interesting. Let's talk about it. Are the Browns just a quarterback away? What Mary Kay Cabot had to say. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan. And so I think that clip actually goes to what you were talking about. If you truly believe, you're like, hey, look at this roster. A couple years ago, relative to this year, it's a lot of the same guys. If you believe that, and there's differences, obviously. Nick Chubb isn't there. You swap out Amari Cooper for Jerry Jeudy. There are differences on the defensive side of the ball as well, including that defensive line. You're banking more on a rookie in Mason Graham as opposed to some veterans that were there a couple years ago. If you believe it and you think that's true, I could see how players would say that after last season to Mary Kay. It's like, hey, that was a 3-win season, but look what we just did last year. I'm just not buying into it. If that's their mentality after last season, that they were just a quarterback away, then I can't present them with a team that they would ever think they're anything but just a quarterback away.
Well, I think there were multiple things that went into, obviously, a 3-win loss last season. And quarterback was a massive part of it. I mean, I think you look at a defense that was middle of the pack / struggling compared to what they had been.
Yeah, and that's being generous. It really was not a very good defensive performance. I mean, think about it. You had 4 turnovers all year, I think, in totality from the defensive side of the ball. Like, I mean, it was just the only people to have interceptions last year was Denzel Ward, and then there was Greg Newsome got a tip off a Denzel Ward play. it wasn't like anyone was really doing much. And I have, in the months that have followed this season, I have separated what the defensive's lack of performance was with just how bad the offense put them in a spot day in, day out. I mean, think about it. MJ Emerson, I thought for the longest time, was just injured. But there were so many different players that have that MJ Emerson storyline. I thought Oboe was in that same camp as well. Guys that were good a couple years ago, and then last year just looked like a shell of themselves. And I put a lot of that on the offense.
Yeah, I mean, those guys were out there for what felt like a majority of the game. There were too many 3-and-outs. The offense didn't stay on the field long enough, let alone move the football and put them in an advantageous field position. So I think the defense has a lot to step up. And I think you're also looking, you're banking on rookies. You're banking on the run game being better than it was last year with a home run hitter in Jerome Ford and Nick Chubb, who looked nothing like himself. You're banking on Cedric Tillman continuing to be good and continuing to be healthy. Things have to go right. You have to land on the right side of the coin. That's what I'm saying. I'm not projecting this team to win 10 games, but I think a quarterback fixes a good chunk of your issues. You're not a great team. It's not like I'm saying you're going to go win a Super Bowl, but I think from being a competitive team in the NFL, a team that could make the playoffs, you're closer to a quarterback away than you're not.
So my problem with it, in order to get to 10 wins at least, is the idea that, so I don't think Joe Flacco is going to be great. I just don't. I have a hard time in my brain thinking that. I think he's going to get beat up in the first few weeks. I think he'll have a 300-yard game. Maybe it's even week one against the Bengals, by the way. They have a miserable defense. So you'll get a couple games out of him. But even if you get a 300-yard performance, you're going against every quarterback in the AFC North, which is Burrow, Lamar, and then obviously Aaron Rodgers. And then on top of that, you're taking on a rookie in J.J. McCarthy is like the easy thing, taking on the Vikings in London. You take on Jordan Love. You have a lot of quarterbacks that are just going to be better than you. And that's the sad reality for that first little stretch. So let's call a spade a spade. If I don't think Joe Flacco's good, I'm down to 9 or 10 games when he gets removed to then watch Shador, Dylan, or Kenny Pickett not have to be good.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They have to be exceptional. And I've opened up the door to the idea that Shador could be that. I have a lot of faith in Shador Sanders, but he would have to be—he'd have to be basically playing like a rookie that we've never seen before. And we just watched Jaden Daniels last year go to the NFC title game. It's a lot to put on somebody.
Yeah, so much of it for me, like, because I'm probably close. Like, my fear right now with Joe Flacco is that he's fine, like he's acceptable. That's like them winning 10 games is close to my nightmare scenario. Maybe not 10. 10 might be okay. If you win like 8. That's like my nightmare scenario.
Yeah, because you didn't really do anything to inspire confidence, and then you also don't have a good draft pick.
Yeah, and it's probably means more likely than not that Joe played well enough to keep the job for a good chunk of the season. And
well, think about the wins. Think about the wins that would be attached to that too. Because then on the flip side of that, if he wins enough games and you do have that whole season that way, that means he did at one point beat a Jordan Love type. He did at one point beat a Lamar Jackson type, a Joe Burrow type, and that gets to be impressive.
Yeah, but I think those wins, they're obviously not there for you, but like beating the Bengals is something that I would not be considered like to be flabbergasted by because that defense is so bad. They might be a turnstile next year. It might be like, oh, you want to run 60 yards to the end zone? Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Have fun. And then the offense is obviously going to be high-powered with the trio that they have, and you had Chase Brown into the mix. Like that offense is incredible, but they're almost the exact opposite of what the Browns were last year. It's like offense is great. Defense is awful, or it's the opposite for the Browns. So I don't think it's crazy. You're putting good against good, Bengals offense, Browns defense, and vice versa, bad against bad. Again, there's winnable games in there. There's a way they can go 2-4, and then the back half of the schedule, I'm not saying it's a cupcake schedule, but you do play the Titans, you do play the Jets. You end up playing the Steelers again, who both you and I think are not that great. There's wins there.
Who got you to be the homer that you are today? Where did the optimism come from? I'm so surprised.
Listen, I project them as even.
Have you been hanging out
way.
With Ken?
No.
Is that what's going on
no,
here?
We have not been hanging out with Ken. We work very different hours.
People always ask me that stuff too. It's like, so what do you think about Ken? I'm like, Ken's a very nice person. But it's like, if I worked at a 7-Eleven and I worked the shift I worked and he works the shift he works, do I know that person? Like, no, I don't.
Not great. I've worked with Ken a few times.
I just don't know that person. I don't. I've been in the same room as Ken and Lima maybe 10 times each. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm probably less than that.
Yeah, like it's not reality for us because we work different hours. You work the shift that crosses over with ours, so we work in the same sphere. Like it's like I see you every day. We have conversations every day. Plus, you worked on my show at night when I was doing it at night, so there's a connection there too.
Yeah, like I know you much better. I know Nick much better. But yeah, like I don't think it's honestly a homer attached. Like I did the schedule game. I said optimistic 7. I handled them a Bengals win in week 1 because I'm not predicting week 1 losses in the middle of May. That doesn't happen. I'm not
that doesn't
that
happen.
No, I'm not predicting week 1 losses.
You always give week 1 wins.
Yeah, yeah. You could be playing
That's
the
actually,
Ravens.
I like that. I like that mentality. It's extreme homerism, but I do like that mentality.
Oh, that I'll agree with you. That's okay. Absolute homerism. But why should I look forward to a week 1 loss when I'm in 4 months away from the season, 5 months away from the season? It's not fun. I don't want to be looking forward to this team being 0-1. No, I'm going to say you're going to be 1-0. Let's have some fun.
I don't hate the logic. And then you turn around and it's like, but this team does stink, though, and I'm going to predict them to win 5 games.
Yeah, no, I gave them an optimistic 7.
Yeah, there we go.
You're going to win
that. And
that
was. People acted. So when I told Nick at one point I thought that they were going to be a 6-win team, I was a half a game ahead of Vegas, and he accused me of being a homer. And it's like, how did we get here from here? If a 6-win team, or in your instance, a 7-win team, is being a homer, we got to readjust what being a homer is.
Yeah, I think Nick accused me of huffing paint on optimistic 7, so.
Well, I almost said you're huffing paint with a 10, so here we are. It is what it is, but the reality is a lot of people aren't high on this team. Bill Barnwell on his This Is Football podcast, he put the Browns as the only bad and sad team in the entire AFC. It's a combo. It's a killer combo there.
I have one team in bad and sad. How is it not the Cleveland Browns, the team that is just throwing stuff at the wall and hoping they have a quarterback? They went from worst offense in NFL history to Jameis Winston being more excited to play than any quarterback in the history of football. That was not good. It was just not truly historically awful. Let's say they win 5-6 games this year. Do you feel like that would be a positive situation, that fans would feel good about the team if they win 6, if they go 6-11 this year and double their win total?
I don't think fans would be excited by that.
I don't think fans would be excited. I don't know if fans would be all that mad, but I don't think they'd be excited by any means.
I'm curious about that. I don't know how if you go 6 games, you like win 6 games. I'm curious to know, because we've had the pitchforks out for how long already?
Yeah.
You can only have them out being, I'm getting mad and I'm yelling at you for so long before all of a sudden you just get tired out. You're just like, hey, it's hot out here and I'm a little tired yelling all the time about the Browns. Like at some point you do exhaust yourself. And so I do wonder in a season that is, I can't come up with more people that are down on this Browns team for this upcoming year. If you happen to win 6 games and basically just live out what everyone is expecting to have happen, is there going to be a lot of anger attached to that? I mean, I'm sure people will call for Stefanski's job. We'll call for Barry's job. We'll go through that whole process. But are people at the end of the day going to be angry about it? I just don't know that it'll be there. They'll be angry about a 3-win team. I just don't know that they'll be angry about a 6-win team, even though it's obviously very disappointing across the board.
Yeah, I think people are going to look at 6 wins and go, it could have been worse. And is there a quarterback coming in 2026?
And we'll that's just probably shift. What we got. We'll shift to Klubnik and we'll shift to all the different quarterbacks that we could be drafting or couldn't be drafting. What do you make about the comment he says where it seems like the Browns are just throwing things against the wall?
I think that's true at quarterback. I don't think that's really true anywhere else. Like, quarterback makes sense. I mean, you drafted 2 guys, you signed 2 guys. I mean, I can't for the life of me try to figure out what they were thinking throughout the entirety of the process, other than at the end going, oh, Shador's good value, I'm taking him. Like, everything else outside of it, drafting 2 quarterbacks, bringing in a backup quarterback as your first move in the offseason, and a 40-year-old quarterback, it does feel like you're throwing things at the wall. Like, I don't have logic for that, but that's the only spot that I think that. They have things semi-figured out in other places.
I think there's one other spot that it's a little glaring to me, and that's the offensive line. And it's not that they're throwing things against the wall, I just don't think they have a plan there. I'd love to know what it is. When you have 4 of the 5 offensive linemen that are entering free agency at the end of the season, maybe we'll get 1 or 2 of them extended before the season gets underway. Maybe that's part of the plan. But as of right now, I don't really see a plan there. It can't be we got Tevin Jenkins, and then he, by the way, who's going to be a free agent after this year as well, is going to be awesome and just step up and replace a lot of people, and then him and DeJuan Jones, and then we'll just find our other parts of the offensive line through free agency. Like, it just doesn't seem like they have any idea, and then way too many bodies that are going away after this season.
Yeah, I mean, the offensive line, I think, is good for this year. Like, if they're healthy, of course, which is a big if, and they set themselves up in a decent spot.
That's where it feels like they're kind of playing things, you know, by the seat of their pants, so to speak. Like, they're just kind of like, they don't really seem like they have a two-year plan or a three-year vision. Other spots, they do. I mean, running back, you can look at it and be like, okay, they clearly have a plan for the future there between Judkins and Samson, and that's what they want to execute and carry out. I just don't know that it's across the board that way.
I think that they probably figure that they sign one or two of the guys there. You are really banking on DeJuan Jones being healthy and being good, which I don't think is the worst bet that you've made. He looked like that, and if he can be healthy, he can be that. And then, I mean, listen, it might not be a world-class offensive line. I think the Browns' offensive line has been basically a pipe dream for other NFL GMs for multiple years. Like, the fact that you have four very capable offensive linemen, let's not include Jed Wilson in that, but you have four very capable offensive linemen is something that most offensive lines can't say. Like, that you have legitimately good guys at every spot. Usually have okay guys at that spot, guys that are all right, which is probably going to be like a Zach Zinter. It's like, yeah, go be okay at guard. That's fine. We can survive with that as long as we get another tackle.
Well, he's got to be okay. He was awful last year.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he got thrust into that role a little too quick. Probably faster than he wanted to and faster than they wanted him to be in that role. But by no means making an excuse for it. He was bad.
Man, I don't know how we got to this part of the conversation where all of a sudden it just kind of felt like I just got like hit with the reality of I'm not a cheerleader. I'm not waving pom-poms. But it felt like that was a really depressing. You know what it was? It was Barnwell calling it bad and sad. I think that's what brought me down there. I'm not sure. We tried to bring it up with offensive line talk there at the end. I know you like your offensive line conversations, but man, once you call us bad and sad and the only team in the AFC that he put under the bad and sad category, and I got no rebuttal. I got no legs to stand on. Huh?
Go look at the Titans. That's not bad and sad. Okay,
they got Cam Ward.
You got Cam Ward.
We're talking about this team being a quarterback away. They have their quarterback.
What else do they have?
Well, they have their quarterback.
All they have is their quarterback.
This is almost the Jason Segel movie where it's like LeBron and MJ. The rings is the only thing you have. It's the only thing I need. Yes, having Cam Ward is the only thing they need in this conversation.
And if he's bad?
They might be bad, but they're not sad.
But if he is bad, then they're bad and sad.
Yes, but as of right now, they are just bad. They're not bad and sad. We are both bad and we're also sad. Although I don't get sad thinking about this team. Like I end up, like that's what made this segment so weird to me is that I felt like it was a very downer way of looking at things and all this. But they're, like every time I think about this team in this upcoming year, I don't look at it the same way Vegas does as 5.5 wins in a miserable time. I look at it like, hey, maybe Shador's going to play, and that's exciting. Maybe Kenny Pickett, although I don't believe in him, maybe Kenny Pickett will surprise me, and Stefanski can reclaim the quarterback whisperer name that he used to have, and all of a sudden we're cooking with gas. Like there's so much about this year that you can really latch on to for the excitement side of things. I think maybe it's the sad component that Barnwell attached that I just don't really buy into. I think we are bad. I don't think we're as sad as maybe Barnwell thinks. I think there's something here. And I think it's going to showcase throughout the regular season. And if week 12, week 13, week 14, we are in fact sad, I won't be surprised. But as of right now, I just don't think we're there. 216-474-0092. Jake went on a stadium tour. Was his perspective different than mine? We'll discuss it next. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan. Around your age, I ended up going to a lot of different. It was like the summer that I was just out of college, and I ended up going to a bunch of different stadiums in a bunch of different cities. And the excuse that I used was that I would like go into the different cities and I would drop off my resume, and it was like kind of like a job hunting type thing. So I would go to all these different sports radio stations across the country. So like for instance, I went into WIP in Philadelphia. I'd go to the 3-game set in Philadelphia, and then I would go and I would drop my resume off. I'd make a meeting ahead of time. Andy Bloom was the director at the time. I don't know why I'm telling you that, but anyway, the point is I would make these interviews and I would meet with these guys, and then I would go up and it would just be kind of like my way of just getting my foot in the door. And then I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm in for like a 3-game set for the Phillies. But like I was there to basically drop off my resume and be like, will you hire me to do anything? I'll do anything. I just want to be there. And it's funny, a couple different stations. I remember going to 93.7 in Pittsburgh and dropping off my resume. And the one guy, I obviously don't know who I was talking to, but I was talking to one of the guys that worked there. And he was just like, man, I mean, if you're just handing off resumes, going to these different ballparks and trying to like just make sure you get your foot in anywhere, like you're going to be successful one day. And I was like, well, that doesn't mean anything. I could have handed off my resumes like I did for an entire summer and then just went back home and nothing materialized out of it. I had to go to Montana to get my first full-time radio job. And then it was just was what it was. But what I learned...
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And going on my little ballpark tour, and so I've been to maybe 20 different stadiums in total, is that, like, for me, there was always little cool things that made each ballpark different, but it wasn't as if I, at the end of it, thought to myself, well, now I have to see the rest of them. Like, at the end of the trip, I was like, well, it's cool, I'm happy I did it. And I was happier about the idea that, like, for instance, when you went to Philadelphia, then you also had, like, the different cheesesteaks that were awesome. And you got to, like, really experience the different things that make the city the city. But I didn't think to myself, like, geez, can't wait to get back to a Phillies game. So, like, you went and did 4 in 4 days. What was that experience? Where'd you go and what was that experience?
So we went to both of the Chicagos.
Okay.
Then up to Milwaukee to watch a Brewers game. And then on our way back, we hit Detroit.
Okay, so you didn't travel too far or anything
no,
like that.
No, but
that's four ballparks in 4 days, though. All right, which one's your favorite?
It was Wrigley by far. It wasn't close.
Not even close.
Not even. The other three ballparks did not compare.
Did you have that moment? Like, when I went into Fenway, I had that moment of like, oh, I get it. I get why everyone thinks this is awesome. Wrigley, I mean, I grew up going to Wrigley a ton, so it's kind of lost on me in many ways. But I would watch as any game I went to, you'd see people that they'd experience it for the first time, and they'd feel like they're walking into baseball mecca.
Yeah, I mean, you basically are. I was talking with Dan Menigan when we were getting ready to start the show, and he was like, anywhere you can walk in and go, Babe Ruth stood there. Like, that's a cool experience of, like, hey, the ballpark's been around for a while. I think they've also done a lot of things to renovate it well.
It's way different than when I grew up.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean,
they still have the troughs, though?
Updated bathrooms.
Updated troughs?
Troughs exist, but there's also, you know, regular urinals on the walls.
We got like
too.
A trough as an optional category?
Yeah.
Like, if you want a throwback, here's the trough section. Oh my gosh, why would they keep that?
I don't know. It's a legitimate thing. Troughs in the middle, outside walls.
Talk to any old Browns fan. They'll tell you the only, like, one of the worst parts about the Browns and the stadiums in the 60s and growing up was the idea that you'd have these troughs, same way they have them at Wrigley. But in like the winter, it was the worst because people would go in there and then it would just start to get warm because people are going to the bathroom and then it would start to smell just ridiculously awful. Like, but troughs are gross. Why did they keep those?
I don't know. A terrible thing. I was not happy going in because I was like, I don't want to use it.
Wrigley growing up for myself had the troughs, which was bad. And they also had the worst food selection imaginable. I'm sure they've upgraded it and it's gotten better. You legitimately could have, you'd have a hot dog. You could have nacho and chips. And that was about it. Like bare nacho and chips too. Like one of the more interesting developments of my lifetime is how much better these ballparks have become at understanding that they can sell awesome food to you and it matters.
Okay, so that's actually one of the big things that I do. Everywhere that I go, every ballpark I go, we do a full lap around the stadium. We check out all the cool different niche things that are about it. It's not really about the baseball. Like, I don't care about watching the Cubs and Mariners play baseball. Sure, it's fine.
That's the part that got lost with me in my trip, is that I actually did want to watch the baseball. But then you learn is that, like, yeah, it's not really about the baseball or the game that you went to.
Yeah, it's nothing about that. Like, again, I love baseball. Like, I enjoy watching the games, but that's not really what it's about. The main thing we do is walk around and I look at all the food menus. I look at all the things and I go, what's the weirdest thing that I can eat here? What is the most unique thing that this ballpark is going to provide me? Which actually, so I did a 7 stadium trip in 2021, which I thought that part of it was awesome. This time the food selections were not good. Like, Wrigley is upgraded. And one of the cool things,
because Comiskey used to have awesome food.
It's okay.
That was like the advantage of going to a Sox game instead of a Cubs game was that the food was always really good at a Sox game.
Yeah, it's like, okay. I ended up with a corned beef like sandwich on rye bread. Like, that was it. And it was a good sandwich, but it wasn't anything special.
You ordered a corned beef sandwich at a baseball game?
I sure did.
Who are you?
Oh, you wouldn't believe the things that I've ordered. But like,
when I went to New York at Yankee Stadium, that's when they first came out with like their sushi option, or like very recently had come out with their sushi option at a ballpark. I remember being disgusted at people. Like, just looking at them like, you're not a baseball fan. You disgust me with this sushi at a baseball game.
No, it's the best part of it. Like, I mean, I don't know that I really want sushi. Listen,
I am very much a whatever makes you happy. And I am also the type of person that whatever craving you have, just kind of go towards that as well. But I am not that, like, for some reason with baseball games, something kicks in my brain where it's like, I have to, there's certain things you can eat and certain things you can't eat at a baseball game.
I know, everything's
on the
table.
It's like poor etiquette to eat anything that isn't that.
No, everything's on the table. Like, it comes to a cool thing where it's like a marquee stand. It changes based on who they're playing, which is what I wanted to eat. I was like, all right, well, give me something. It's like it was a Omaha steak burger, and it was like the most mid-normal burger I've ever eaten. We did get fried ranch balls, which are one of the weirdest things that I've ever heard of, but those were good.
He did say fried ranch.
Yep.
Fried ranch, Mac.
I think that Nick just, you know, I think I could feel a disturbance from Nick in Michigan.
Can't you too? You feel like you're like Nick would have taken advantage of that layup that he offered you right there. We're just going to kind of let that one sit, let that one play out, and let it keep going. All right. So you had a lot of food. And that's one thing I think that the Guardians, though, they've kind of spoiled people with is that the food selections are awesome. And I don't think people understand that everywhere across the country, it's just not the case.
I haven't found a single place that has matched it or even come close to matching it in the food category. Like, if I walked around, there'd be so many options of just local places to try, but I also know exactly what I'm getting if I go there. Like, if it was my first time, I mean, if, love of God, they put mac and cheese and Fruit Loops on a hot dog, that's your go-to immediately. It's the first thing you eat. It's the weirdest food that I'm going to find.
Yeah, I had that.
Yeah, it's good. It's fine.
It was on a hot dog, which is why it passed my certification of things you could have at a baseball game. Yeah, exactly right. All right, so would you do it again?
Yeah.
Are you planning to go to more?
I plan to at some point. I don't know when it'll end up being because a lot of the other trips are kind of like one-offs where you can't make a whole trip out of it and do 4 parks in 4 days other than like California, but not doing that anytime soon. I plan to knock out hopefully all 30 when the A's actually decide to play in the city again.
Did you get like the stamp that says that you were at each stadium or anything?
I actually have something on my...
That's newer, like the ballpark stamp.
Yeah, I have something on my keys. My sister showed it to me. It's like a attachment on my keys. It has a little, just like a little token of each ballpark that I've been to.
So what's your number at?
We're now at 11. I mean, I haven't gotten the tokens yet for the four that I just went to. We'll be at 12 by the end of the month.
What happened to the tokens?
You got to order them online.
Oh, you order them online. Yeah. Okay. All right.
But I'll be at 12 at the end of the month.
I thought it was like you get something from each stadium. Like, for instance, when I go golfing, if it's a new course that I haven't been to, I get a golf ball with their logo on it, but I have to get it at the course because that's where they sell
it. I do that too. Yeah, I get a souvenir cup at every place that I go to.
Okay, so that's a little fun. That's something, like, you have to get something that is there that you can take back. I'm not saying you get like a jersey or something like that every time, but you just get a little something. Yeah, like something that's like a $3-4 thing, and then you keep it moving.
Yeah, a souvenir cup's like $10. And I'm going to get a drink anyway at the game. Like, I have to drink something while we're sitting in 90-degree heat. So it's felt like an easy collector item to have from each park.
Are you always going with the same person, too?
Yeah, it's me and one buddy. We've did the seven ballparks in 7 days trip, and we also did 4-4.
All right. I'm rooting for you, I guess. I don't know how committed I should be to this. So you're only at 11. If you're at like
we'll be at 12 by the end of the month.
If you're at like number 25 or 26 or something, then I'm like rooting you on. You're like at the end of the marathon. I'm like, all right, I'm there to cheer you on. But at like 11, going to be number 12 overall. I'm like, all right, call me when you're at like number 21 or 22. And then we can talk turkey about all these different stadiums. And then we can really chop it up about which ones you liked and which ones you didn't like.
I would have had more done. But you see, from the times in 2021 to 2025 here, we did not have a full-time job and we were in college. There wasn't exactly a ton of money to be like, couple $1,000s on a trip? No big deal.
I like that you think there's a ton of money now, but that's neither here nor there.
No, there's more money than there was, though, and that's enough.
Yeah, well, that went to your clothing budget, so we saw where that went, so that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. We don't need that. It's fine. Couple polos, couple hoodies. We'll be all right.
Busy Guardians conversation coming up in about a half hour or so, and then Zach Zabeman going to join us at 5:40 with the latest in the Gardos as they just continue to struggle. The lead comes your way next right here on The Fan.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.